A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Chaf Beis, Yevamos 22a, pagination is 43, dealing with the rules of a mamzer. And our starting point is going to be the Mishnah, which is regarding the laws of Yibum. But then we'll branch off and we'll find out the expression of the Gemara, Benohu Lechol Davar, that a mamzer's rule is to be a child of the parent in all regards. A mamzer, as we mentioned in a previous session, is a child born not just illegitimate, but born from a high level of prohibition, such as a man that lives with an eshes ish, a married woman, or lives with an extremely close relative that's biblically forbidden, would produce, in many such cases, a mamzer. The rule of a mamzer is that he's not allowed to marry into the general Jewish population. He's limited in who he's allowed to marry. And generally, it's considered a very severe stigma. But what our session here outlines is that such a child is considered the child in practical sense of his father. The Mishnah begins about 15 lines from the bottom of the page. Mi sheyesh lo ach, mikol makom, zokek es eshes achiv liyibum. A person who has a brother of any type, interesting wording, is going to cause this bond of zika between the widow and this brother, requiring chalitza, the rejection ceremony. Again, to review our case of Yibum, this deceased brother left a widow and no children, and that widow has an obligation to do either Yibum or Chalitza in normal cases, to marry the living brother and try to produce a legacy for the deceased brother, or Chalitza, the rejection ceremony. So our Mishnah tells us that even if there's an unusual case of a brother, that too will cause Zika and will restrain her from marriage on the open market until she does the Chalitza. And this person that we're referring to is a brother in all regards. Let's skip a line and continue. Mishayesh lo ben, mikol makom, poter eshesav min hayibum. Likewise, if a person has a son of any type, the son will absolve the deceased brother's wife of Yibum Chalitza discussion because he has a son, even though that son has a little bit of an issue with him to the point that we have to go out and include him. We'll find out in the Gemara that we're referring to a mamzer, this type of high-level illegitimate child. The Mishnah tells us, V'chayev amakaso. If this child would hit the father, cause a wound, it would be a capital offense rather than merely a prohibition, as it is with a regular Jew to hit them. Va'al kilalaso, and cursing the father, is also going to be a high-level prohibition because it's a parent, as opposed to cursing a general person, which would only be a prohibition. And he is indeed considered his son in all regards. Says the Gemara, skipping a line, Mikom makom lasu yemai, what did you mean, a child of any type, a brother of any type? Amrav Yehuda lasu yemamzer, this is coming to include a mamzer? Pshita, the Gemara says, with an objection. Achivhu, it's his brother. Of course it's going to count, and she's going to have to do chalitza with him. Mahu detema leilef achva achva mebnei Yaakov. We should compare the achva, the brotherhood mentioned by Yibum, that you should try to create a legacy for your brother, to the classic brotherhood of the children of Yaakov, the Shevatim, who were all legitimate. Ma lahalon ksherim v'lo psulim, just like over there, it's all kosher people and not pasul, illegitimate people. Afkan ksherim v'lo psulim, here also we should only allow Yibum and Zika and Chalitza to be required if it's going to be a kosher relationship and not psulim, not with pasul people. Kamash Malon, our Mishnah comes to tell you, Mikol Makom, a brother of any type, will cause this bond. Asks the Gemara, Ve'ema Hachinami, why don't you say indeed that there's a restriction and you would not have to do Chalitza because it's a pasul? And the Gemara answers that the second part of the Mishnah, the part that deals with the child, is actually the source for the first halacha of the Mishnah regarding brotherhood. Kevun de le'inyan Yibum miftar niftar. Since regarding Yibum, a mamzer creates absolvement of the Zika, of the Yibum requirement, because he's considered a child. Rashi on the bottom line tells us, Kidiyalef likamon bein ein lo ayin alov, that when it comes to a child, we examine and look even for a non-conventional type child. Mizkak nami zokik, the Gemara says onto Amud Beis, and therefore Zika also exists. In other words, since by the laws of Yibum, we include a mamzer regarding his child, if he had a child from a different relationship prior to his marriage with this widow, or however he ended up with this child, that child would absolve her because her husband has a child in the world, even though not really much of a legacy, I guess, but he has a child. So too, when it comes to a brother, a mamzer would count as well. Continuing in the Gemara on Amud Beis, one more thought over here. Achiv hu l'chol davar. He's considered a brother in all regards. L'may hilchasa, what did you refer to? L'yorsha u'letamelo. To inherit. He's considered a brother within the family. So it's just a marriage thing that he can't get married to a regular person in Klal Yisrael. A mamzer would not be able to marry a regular legitimate person of Jewish lineage. Uletamelo, and also regarding becoming tame, ritually impure, to attend the cemetery ceremony, etc., to come in contact with the body, he's also considered a perfectly good son and brother. It's again only regarding marriage that he's called a mamzer. Gemara asks, Pshita, I would understand that as well. Achivhu, it's his brother. Salka daita chamina, but I would have thought that since in the laws of Tumah of a Kohen to his relatives, outlined in the beginning of Parshas Emor, we are told that a wife is going to be included in that list as a close relative, and the Kohen husband is going to be metame for her only if she's a legitimate wife, not if she's a psula, someone who was forbidden to him, such as, for example, if he were to marry a woman who was previously divorced, then he would not be metame for her. But if it's a legitimate wife, then he would be mitame for her because considered a close enough relative. A close relative, he's going to be mitame for. I would think, hachanami mitame hu la'ach kosher ve'im mitame la'ach pasul. I would think that you're only mitame for a brother that's kosher, and not to a brother that's pasul like this mamzer. And I would think that maybe he's not considered a brother regarding the laws of Tumah for a Kohen to go and be metame for him. Kamash Malan comes along this statement to tell me that he's your brother in all regards, and you are metame for him. Ve'ema hachanami, maybe it should indeed be true. Just like you're not metame for a wife that's not legitimate, maybe he should not be metame for a brother that's not legitimate. Answers the Gemara, a fascinating insight. Hasam la'afuke kaimo. Over there, she is supposed to be ousted from the relationship, and therefore her marriage with him is not compelling to cause him to be metame to go to the cemetery for her. Hacha, but over here, there's no such law to oust him. He's Jewish, he's a person. He's going to be included in all these other laws. He comes with a stigma. But Achivu, he's your brother. And therefore, this concept of distancing from him is not going to exist. It's only by an improperly married wife that the Kohen would not be metame. Yeshikoach, thank you for joining.